hosting today with Shane Osborne. He's an agronomist for NextGen, and we're at the Crops Conference here today. Tell us a little bit about what you guys are talking about. I know you're farmer-owned, but tell us a little bit about your business.
Well, we are kind of a unique business. As you said, we're American-owned. We're owned by a single farmer, and that's very different than the rest of the competition. We're also extremely focused on service. We've got more boots on the ground, and it is our goal to be the best in the field when it comes to service. So those things make us pretty unique and gives us a lot of contact, direct contact with the growers, and that's the way we like to operate. And so for that reason, I think it sets us apart.
Well, you know, now's kind of a downtime for cotton. So talk to us a little bit about what producers should be thinking about doing right now.
Well, you know, this is a time of year where they're trying to get in all the results from last year and to try to make sense of those results and try to make some decisions focused on this next year. Excuse me. And that's pretty difficult to do. You got to put those decisions in perspective. You know, we're very dry right now. A little bit of prediction going forward makes it tough for them to understand what the right move is. So a lot of those decisions will play out in the next few months. But it is a time when they're starting to think about cotton varieties, what did perform last year, and the context in which those varieties performed, so they can make the right decision moving forward.
Well, I know that there's still some cotton that we're waiting on to be ginned, but give us an update of what you're hearing so far.
We have had an outstanding year. You know, one of our biggest varieties, 4936, has just performed exceptionally well. We've had some yields that broke the 5-bale mark, several 4-plus yields this year. And, man, what a deal to make that kind of cotton when the price is over a dollar. This will be a year that a lot of guys with NextGen remember. And we're looking forward, because of that, we're looking forward to this year with a lot of optimism. Got a few new varieties coming out that I think will do the same thing and really perform well in our area. And that's got us pretty excited.
Well, you know, yields and prices are good, which that doesn't always happen.
It's a rare thing. It is really a blessing for our producers to capture that. Many times prices are high when you don't have much to sell. And so it is a rare occurrence. We're hoping that kind of gets them back in the saddle and repositions them maybe in a little bit better sense financially going forward. I think the challenge this year will be to figure out how to utilize the necessary inputs, keep those costs down, and still produce a valuable crop.
Well, you and I touched base last year in hydro because you had some really good varieties out there. So what? Now that we kind of got the drought and everything going on, do you look to see the same kind of response from those varieties, or what are you kind of looking to change up?
You know, one of the strengths of those varieties, and again, that 4936 has proven that it really performs in extreme heat, and that gives it an edge. It's got great heat tolerance, and I'm not wishing for a drought this year or hoping in that direction, but it gives us some comfort to know that we've got a product that will perform in very tough conditions. That variety has really done it for us.
So when producers are thinking about planting and coming up on different things and they want to reach out to somebody about varieties, can you guys kind of help with that?
Absolutely, absolutely. We spend a lot of one-on-one time with our growers, sifting through their performance of their varieties, not just ours, but other varieties in the marketplace, trying to get at what makes that variety work on that farm. We spend a lot of time doing that with our growers, and we will be doing that this year as well. It's just a lot rides on that decision, and we want to get that right, and that's what we spend all of our time trying to do.
How do they find you?
They can contact us by looking us up on the internet at americot.com or going through a local distributor. They all have our contact information. We're very easy to find, but it's just a point and click on the internet, and they can find us right away.
All right, Shane, thank you so much.
Thank you.